I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Lebanon risks hyperinflation without immediate change. The International Monetary Fund issued grim warnings after meeting with Lebanese leaders for 9 days, and protesters filled the streets. Believers are in the streets too, but for different reasons. Pierre Husney with Horizons International.
Our staff are blitzing homes with visits to bring them medicine, food portions. We're really spread thin, trying to care for refugees and poor Lebanese people in desperate situations.
With each visit, believers give help and hope at the same time.
The gospel is the central driving force. We share freely God's love for people while we're also giving freely of whatever resources we have, whether it's medicine or food.
Find your place in the story in the full report at missionnews.org. And the United States Embassy in Tanzania is cautioning travel to the country. Tanzania is close to northern Mozambique with a significant Muslim extremist presence. Around two-thirds of Tanzania's population is below age 25, and extremists often target young people for recruitment. To combat the lure of terrorism, Mission Cry recently shipped a sea container with free Bibles and Christian books to resource believers in Tanzania. Mission Cry's president, Reverend Jason Wolford.
This container that's landing in Tanzania as we speak is going to give over 30,000 people the opportunity to have a Bible, a Christian book, seminary students in multiple colleges and universities to have the Bibles and seminary materials they need to be trained up.
Please pray for Tanzanian young people to seek the Lord. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Transworld Radio offers a free 30-day devotional by TWR President Lauren Libby. It's called Get Hope. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.